Good afternoon. Today's revival sermon is Mark 5, verse 8. For he said to him, "Come out of the man, unclean spirit." The Gospel of Mark, chapter 5, verses 1 through 20, teaches us about Jesus' authority over evil and his transformative powers of Jesus. I'm going to read verses 1 through 20. Then they came to the other side of the sea, to the country of the Gadarenes. And when he had come out of the boat, immediately there met him, out of the tombs, a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no one could bind him, not even with chains. Because he had often been bound with shackles and chains, and the chains had been pulled apart by him, and the shackles broken into pieces, neither could anyone tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying out and cutting himself with stones. When he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and worshipped him. And he cried out with a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I implore you by God that you do not torment me." For Jesus said to him, "Come out of the man, unclean spirit." Then he asked him, "What is your name?" And he answered, saying, "My name is Legion, for we are many." And he begged him earnestly that he would not send them out of the country. Now a large herd of swine was feeding there near the mountains. So all the demons begged him, saying, "Send us to the swine, that we may enter them." And at once Jesus gave them permission. Then the unclean spirits went out and entered the swine. There were about 2,000. And the herd ran violently down the steep place into the sea and drowned in the sea. So those who fed the swine fled, and they told it in the city and in the country, and they went out to see what had happened. Then they came to Jesus and saw the one who had been demon-possessed and had the legion, sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And those who saw it told them how it happened to him who had been demon-possessed and about the swine. And then they began to plead with him to depart from the region. And when he got into the boat, he who had been demon-possessed begged him that he might be with him. However, Jesus did not permit it, but said to him, "Go home to your friends and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you and how he has compassion on you." And he departed and began to proclaim in the Decapolis all that Jesus had done for him, and all marveled. The Gadarenes were a group of people living in and around the city of Gadara, which is located on the eastern shore of the Sea of Galilee in modern-day Jordan. Gadarenes were primarily Gentiles. This is supported by the presence of the pigs in the area, as Jews would not raise pigs due to Leviticus 11, verses 7 and 8. As I said in the beginning, Mark 5 through verses 1 through 20 teaches us about Jesus' authority over evil and his transformative healing powers of Jesus. What is the definition of being possessed? It means influenced or controlled by something. From my childhood of watching TV, scary movies, we all think about demonic and evil spirits. But you can be possessed by passion, or an idea, or drugs, or alcohol, or pornography, or even your phone. It can be someone struggling with an addiction or controlling thoughts. Here we have a man, naked, living among the tombs, violent, controlled by demons, and local townspeople are scared and afraid of him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying out and cutting himself with stones. Even now, 2,000 years later, people are struggling with addictions, mental illness, and destructive habits. But Jesus is always the calm authority, even in the face of chaos. Verse 6, when he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and worshipped him. I don't know about you, but if I saw a naked, crazy guy running at me, I'd probably be running the other way. But Jesus stood his ground And next, in verse 7, and this is important, we have the demons acknowledging Jesus' power, calling him Jesus, Son of the Most High God. And he asks Jesus not to torment them. Now, Jesus commands the unclean spirits to come out of the man and then asks his name. And the spirits' answer was legion, for they were many. Again, acknowledging Jesus' power, they beg him not to send them out of the country, meaning they feared they would be cast into an abyss. And seeing the swine, they beg Jesus to be cast into them. But why? They probably saw it as a temporary reprieve, even though unpleasant, but they viewed it better than a place of torment or darkness. In verse 13, Jesus shows power. He gave them permission. He gave them permission. And once he did, they left the man and entered the swine and ran violently down into the sea and drowned. Now the people who fed the swine, they fled probably in fear over what was going on, only to return with the others to see that the one who was possessed now sitting there clothed and calm and in his right mind. When they begin to plead with Jesus to depart from their region. But why? Well, they probably feared Jesus. And I'm sure they weren't happy about losing 2,000 pigs. And remember, these were Gentiles who didn't know Jesus. And they feared the unknown and his transformative powers. So when Jesus got back in the boat, the healed man wanted to go with him. And Jesus didn't allow it. Instead, he tells him, go home to your friends and tell what great things the Lord has done for you and how he has had compassion on you. He made him a missionary to tell everyone about Jesus' healing and mercy. Our world is spiritually dark. Our world is broken by sin, between addictions, self-absorption, loneliness, fear, anxiety, shame, and guilt. We have a hard time trusting other people because of what if they hurt us. But every person you meet is just like you and me in two ways. Number one, they were created and bear the image of God, just like you do. And number two, they are sinners in desperate need of God's love and grace, just like you and me. Nobody is a lost cause. John 1, verses 4 and 5. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There is no evil, past, present, or future, that will triumph over Jesus. And there is no sin that can help, can keep you from Jesus. There is no addiction that can keep you from Jesus. And Jesus comes to triumph over every evil in our lives. Let us pray. Holy Father, we come here today and we pray for revival in your people. We pray that your son Jesus' light awakens and pulls these people out of darkness. We thank you for all your blessing and pray that your guiding hand may touch someone today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.